This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio today Joni Newcomer. She is the Manager of Environmental Policy and Sustainability at New Mexico State University. We have a lot to talk about today. We begin with something that starts tomorrow called Recycle Mania. Joni, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate the offer.
It's good to have you here. As I mentioned, a big event starting tomorrow, Recycle Mania. And this is something that's not just happening at New Mexico State University, but happening all over the country. Tell me about it.
All right. Recycle Mania is a competition for colleges and universities to promote waste reduction. And it is universities all across the country. Last year, there were almost 700 universities that were competing, and we came in seventh.
Wow.
So that's a big deal that out of 700 universities, we came in seventh. Yes. So.
Right. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I know that getting students and faculty and staff to do more recycling relates to one of your major goals in your office, which is reducing waste. What are some other ways besides recycling that your office is reducing waste at NMSU?
All right. One of the main things that I talk about is not using the item in the first place. So if you look at the three recycling arrows, the first one is reduce, the second one is reuse, and then the third one is recycle. So the first thing we should do is to reduce and not use the item in the first place. And it's hard to do that. We have to bring our own bag, bring our own cups, bring our own whatever we need to bring. And that, to most people, seems to take an effort. So that's the first thing that we can do. And then the second thing is I talk about it all the time with students, faculty, staff, visitors, anyone who will talk to me about what we do to be green on campus. And so that's the second thing that I do. And then education in general, I'll go talk to classes about what we do to reduce waste. I do outreach to the city and different things that really, really gets the word out as often as possible.
Okay. Yeah, people joke with me at the office because they think I'm drinking coffee all day long because I've got my travel coffee mug, but mm-hmm. This is filled with water all day long, so it makes a difference. If you think about it, a paper cup every day or a styrofoam cup every day. But you see that. You still see that, even though we're aware it's bad for the environment.
Right. And it's a habit, I think. People, for some reason, think buying a bottle of water doesn't hurt the environment. It's just that they haven't learned just what that bottle does and how that water got in that bottle. So that's another thing that we talk about to reduce waste. Is certainly don't buy the bottle of water.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Las Cruces, speaking back again about recycling in particular, Las Cruces recently instituted curbside recycling. Mm-hmm. So a lot of students come to NMSU sort of in the habit of recycling. How important do you think that is?
Oh, it's hugely important. I'm always excited to see people not just from our community, but particularly students that come from California, where they've been recycling and they've been green for the last 30 years, when they come to this campus and see what we don't have, they're very surprised. So it makes me want to do better. But when you think about what the city has done, where we have single-stream recycling for 30,000 people in this community, the people that do come local and come on campus really understand the importance of recycling and what can be recycled. But what's confusing, and I want people to know this, particularly for Recycle Mania that's coming up, the housing departments have single stream, like the city. Main campus, like you and I have at our office under our desk, the little blue bin, totally different recycling. And so it's really important that we stress the difference there.
And to explain that, right, those little bins just take paper.
Paper, number one plastic, so water and soda bottles, and all types of paper.
Okay.
And then we also take cardboard and aluminum cans. So it's really four things.
Okay.
Aluminum cans, number one plastic, cardboard, and all types of mixed paper. That's main campus.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
Confusing. Not quite single stream, but I know it used to be because some of the containers will even still say paper only, but it's mm-hmm. it's now four different things. So mm-hmm. interesting. You know, I know there has also been an effort to install more recycling containers on campus. Tell me about that and why that's important.
Yes, that is hugely important. The Aggie Recycling Office is different from the Office of Sustainability, which is what I run. And we try to make a profit from our recycling. We don't always make a profit, but pretty much what we recycle, when we sell it to other vendors, we actually make a profit from that. But it's not enough to go out and buy all new bins to put next to every trash can, which is ideally what we would do. But then when you think about the labor to empty each one of those, that we really don't have. You know, as you know, we're trying to cut another 3% from our budget here at NMSU, so it doesn't allow us to hire the people to empty the bins, and that's where it's tough. We do the best we can do.
Okay, but you have added more containers.
We have definitely added more containers, and if Art Lucero, who was the manager of the Aggie Recycling, was here, he could tell you exactly how many we have, and I can't. I apologize.
In addition to events like Recycle Mania, which really is an incentive because it's a competition, and as you mentioned, it was pretty exciting that last year we were seventh out of 700 schools. What do you see as other ways to encourage recycling?
Okay. One of the things that the Office of Sustainability does is tabling. And who would ever have thought that the word table would be a verb? We do tabling, and that's our education. And so we're out there always talking to people about recycling and all of the other things we do. And so there's Recycle Mania in the spring. America Recycles Day is in the fall, so that's another event. It's not a competition, but it's just another event. And then we have Earth Day, we have Earth Week, we have Campus Sustainability Day, that's in the fall. So we have all of these different events pretty much all year long where people can learn about all of the things that we do to be green on campus as well as our recycling efforts.
Okay, yeah. There is a lot to learn.
And a lot to do.
For sure. Well, you know, for a while, this is certainly encouraging to a lot of people. It seemed like that there was this big increase in the number of companies that advertised recycled content was present in their products. What do you think about this? How important is it to show people that tangible result of their efforts?
Right. I think it's very important. I think it's up to us, though, to understand exactly what recycled content means. It's kind of like when you buy something that says it's natural. Well, exactly what is natural? You know, it's one of those ambiguous definitions. So it's the same thing with recycled content. It could have 1% recycled content. It could have 20% recycled content. You know, they're not being specific. To me, it's just a way for them to market their product. And then there's pre-consumer recycled goods, and then there's post-consumer recycled goods. So there are all these different things that make up recycled content, and is it really good? You know, it could take more energy to recycle something than it does to use something new. So there are so many questions that go into answering that and whether it's good or not.
Hence the need for education, like
right.
you just said.
Yeah. Never quit teaching.
Well, I know that along these lines, reducing energy is another goal of your office. Tell me about that.
Yes, the Office of Sustainability was created 3.5 years ago in the Facilities and Services Department. When the position was created, half of my salary is paid for in energy savings. So my very main goal of my job is energy reduction. That way I make sure I get paid. So half of my salary is paid for by this central utility plant, where 40% of our energy on campus is actually generated there at the central utility plant using natural gas through a giant turbine, like an airplane engine. So we create our own energy, and it's very energy efficient. The rest of the energy, the other 60%, we buy from El Paso Electric. The very first bill that we pay on campus, not your salary, not wonderful computer equipment, the very first bill that we pay is our utility bill. Our utility bill in August of 2012 was $619,000. That is 1 month's bill, $619,000. So we have a huge incentive to do better, to watch our energy consumption. And so what I do, a huge part of my job, is getting people to try to change behavior. Remember to turn the light off when you leave your office. Please turn your monitors off when you leave your office. Turn off your task lights. Unplug your phone charges. All these different things that we can do to cut our energy on campus. And so that's really the main purpose of my job.
Is it getting easier?
That's a good question. You know, it is. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, now that you asked me that question, I think people are doing better. I really do. Since I've been doing this 3.5 years, now that I look back, the first thing I did was meet with all the deans in every one of the colleges and explain to them our energy reduction program. One of our biggest energy users are the fume hoods in our labs. They are huge, huge energy users. Hmm. So I would remind them to keep the hoods down on the fume hood so they're not just running all day long. So yes, we are doing a better job. Plus, we're also being very conscious to buy the right products. So we're buying Energy Star refrigerators. We're buying Energy Star and energy related computers. All these different things, all new light fixtures. When we have new buildings, there are LED light fixtures as opposed to CFLs. We're not even using CFLs anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Those seem like they're brand new, right?
Yeah.
Not even using them. We're using LEDs.
Even lower use.
Even lower use. Yeah, so it's a lot.
Okay. Well, once again, Recycle Mania starts Sunday, tomorrow. And we can go over the full dates for this and how people can help.
Okay. Yeah, so once it starts, as we pick up, our recycling guys pick up all of the recycling, and then it gets weighed. And so the day before, February 1st, the very day before, we have a number of what we picked up. So then we start weighing things, and it's weighed every week for 8 weeks. But the key part of this is not how much we're weighing, it's how much we're not weighing. So we're diverting waste from the landfill, not putting more in it. So doing clever math, thank you, Art Lucero, we are actually creating a diversion rate of lower usage. You know, we're not trying to put more in there. So every single week we do that. So there's going to be a big banner outside my office at Regents Row, and you'll see what place that we're in. So every week you guys need to come by and see that we're in. We usually start like in 10th place, and we've been third before. So we want to be first. And so everyone can come by the office and see how we're doing. We'll be putting it on Facebook, all the social media. Everyone can see how we're doing.
Okay. And it's, mm-hmm. So it's 2 months.
Yes, 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
So March 28th, I think, it is a Friday, the last day that we'll be doing it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with
Yay.
The competition.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on KRWG.
Oh, my.